John chapter 1, when you get there, if you would, let's stand in honor of God's word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him, and y'all do know in Him is talking about Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Go down to verse 12. But as many as received Him, Jesus, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God, we love You. We come to You in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, You'd help me over the next just a little bit, God, to get myself out of the way, Lord. And God, You just help us right now through Your word, God, Lord, to be a blessed this morning. God, I pray, God, You just touch us, help us right now. And whatever's done, we want to honor You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This is not what I studied. This is not what I thought I was going to be preaching this morning. But as David and Jenny sang that song, and they're going to come back and sing that song for invitation, there ain't nobody like Him. Amen. My God, I ought to say that again. There ain't nobody like Him. Amen. But you ought to get behind what I'm trying to tell you this morning. There ain't nobody like Him. Amen. They wasn't nobody like Him in His birth, glory to God. They ain't nobody ever been born of a virgin before or since. But glory to God, He was born of a virgin, just like the Bible says. It was not a young maiden. It was not a young lady. It was a virgin, glory to God. Hey, His daddy was the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Ain't nobody like Him. He had a birth different from everybody else that ever lived. Understand, ain't nobody like Him. He had a life different than everybody else that ever lived. Amen. He lived His life basically, Brother Robert, in obscurity up to about 30 years old. And when He come on the scene, He did more in 3 years than all of humanity put together since the beginning of time to right now. We know that from the beginning, when he turned the water into wine, He did miracle after miracle after miracle. It is documented. It has been proven. Hey, they cannot disprove it, glory to God. He was the only man to stand up there and tell Lazarus to come out of the grave. And the dead man got up, amen. He did it multiple times. That was amazing. Into me. If He'd have did it one time, Greg, that would have been enough. That would have blew my mind. But Melvin, He did it multiple times. Amen. Just called him out of the grave. Yeah. Stopped the funeral procession. Just stopped it all right there. Amen. Now you telling me He can't take care of a seizure? I'm telling you right now, I don't know what you're going on in your life. I don't know what kind of sickness you're facing, but I got a God. There ain't nobody like Him. Amen. And He can take care of it. Walking along the road, He comes up on a blind man. Man ain't never seen anything in his life. He just knew it was Jesus. Jesus stopped, said, "What would You have me do? Lord, that I might see." Amen. Guess what? He didn't need nobody to lead him home that day, amen. Amen. There ain't nobody like Him. He comes up, cut 10 lepers. I'm talking about leprosy, a situation that you were shunned, a situation where there was no cure. And they come to Jesus, and Jesus healed every one of them. Amen. But only one came back to worship Him. Yeah. Let me ask you a question, and don't raise your hand. How many prayers has He answered for you already? Wow. And we hadn't worshiped Him. If there ain't nobody like Him, then when we come to church, we ought to act like there ain't nobody like Him. Amen. Melvin's sitting there looking at me. I'm going to pick on him. Melvin had a situation a few years ago where something happened on a job, cut off one of his fingers. It could have been his whole arm. I'm just telling you, folks, sometimes we come to church, Brother Ed, and we forget who we serve. We forget that there ain't nobody like him, Kevin. There ain't nobody, and never before, never since, and never will be, Dale. Ain't nobody like him. So all my needs, all my requests, all that I have, I need to come to this altar and pour it out before him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. I'm telling you right now, I told you this the other night, if he only wrote one book, glory to God, we ought to read it. But he had a birth like no other. He had a life like no other. Guess what? He had a death like no other. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, you listen real close of how much this one man loved you. He did no wrong ever. The Bible says he was perfect. He was without sin. That means he never had a bad thought. He never had a lustful thought. He never said a bad word. He never said a cross word. He never did anything wrong. He never went against the law. He was perfect in everything that he did. And yet in the garden, the Bible says that he was praying, Lord, let this cup pass from me. But not my will, but thy will be done. Let me tell you something. Jesus wasn't worried about the agony of the cross. Jesus was not worried about, in Jesus' mind, David, he had already went through the cross. He already knew all that agony. He wasn't worried about getting spit on, which he was. He wasn't worried about getting whipped with the cat of nine tails, which he did, and it pulled his flesh off of his body. He wasn't worried about being slapped. He wasn't worried about being stabbed with that spear. What Jesus did not want to go through was the weight of your sin and my sin being placed upon him. All the sin of the world from beginning to end of everybody that ever would live was committed to him on that day. Amen. And he loved us enough, glory to God. He loved us enough. Mike sings the song, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He loved us enough that even though he knew exactly what West Street was going to do, he knew exactly everywhere he was going to go. He knew exactly everything Robert would ever do. He knew exactly everything you would ever do. And he said, I love you enough that I'm going to go to the cross anyway. Amen. And he carried that cross all the way up Calvary's Hill. Just so you and I don't have to die and go to hell. Ain't nobody like him. I'm telling you right now, in my life, there ain't nobody like him. Amen. But Brother David said Jerry Burr is probably one of the toughest men I've ever met in my life. That's the truth. I'm just going to be honest with you. Most of us have our daddies up on a pedestal. I know I do, and I know Greg knows what I'm talking about. David knows what I'm talking about. I mean, ain't nobody like my daddy. My daddy, probably one of the most honest men I've ever met. I'm one of the most truthful men that I've ever met. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you something. My daddy ain't nothing but human. But they ain't nobody like Jesus. I want you to bow your head. David, Jenny, y'all come back. I want you to bow your head. I know this ain't been long, but you listen along here. I want you to bow your heads with me right now.